Hi, I'm Mary Claire Murphy, and this is Classical Conversations on FM 91. Joining me on the phone today is pianist and Steinway artist Nadia Shevchenko. Nadia, welcome and thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to talk to you about my album.
So you recently collaborated with composer Lewis Spratlin to release the album Invasion, right? Which is an album of music and artwork for Ukraine. We will hear more about that today, but before we do, could you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
I am a Ukrainian-American pianist. I was born in Kharkiv, Ukraine. Many people now have heard of Kharkiv because it's been bombed for more than 8 months. Mm-hmm. But that's where I grew up, in eastern Ukraine. And I have been in the United States for a very long time, since 1994. And I finished my doctorate at the University of Southern California and also master's with John Perry. And I started before that with Victor Rosenbaum and Victor Derevyanko. And right now, my main focus is promoting, commissioning, performing, promoting, recording works by living composers. Mm-hmm. So this is something that I'm extremely passionate about. And I just love collaborating with composers and discovering, discovering composers who I think are very talented and very imaginative and a good match for my personality and my artistry. And I just love collaborating from the very start, coming up with mm-hmm. an idea and working through the composition process, creating ideas and then performing and making their work known to wider audiences with the hope that someday their work will become popular and more pianists will play it and hopefully it will stay in the repertoire. So that's kind of my mm-hmm. big goal.
Absolutely. So how did this project, Invasion, come about?
Well, I have collaborated with Lewis Spratlin before many times, and he actually wrote a major piece for the Poetry of Places album that ended up winning a Grammy Award. That piece was called Bangladesh, and mm-hmm. it was on Louis Kahn's amazing architectural masterpiece in Bangladesh, the government center. And Lewis Spratlin, during the pandemic, he's a very prolific composer. He just keeps writing and writing, and he wrote pretty much a CD's worth for me to record during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. There was another piece he wrote right before. And so we were planning to collaborate on the CD together already, but then when the war started on the very first day of the war, which was on my birthday, February 24th,
oh, wow.
we were both talking about this war, and he wanted to write a big piece for a pretty large ensemble about this war. He wanted to just kind of pour his anger and feeling and just to show support. So he wanted to write this piece, and we decided to make this album about Ukraine. And I was able to release it so quickly because I already had a lot of the works written. Otherwise, it just takes many years to prepare. So there was the big piece, the title piece, Invasion, is the piece that opens the album. And it's a sextet. It's for piano, alto saxophone, horn, trombone, percussion, and mandolin. And mm-hmm. we have a conductor. And the rest of the CD is piano music, mostly written for me just in the last couple of years. And one piece is actually a piece from 2005 that wasn't written for me, but it's a major piece. It's called The Wanderer. It was written for and it's just that piece I really hope also enters repertoire because it's just such a huge monumental piece, just so powerful. But I wanted to connect the whole album to Ukraine, not just the first piece. So I wanted to help people in Ukraine, not just through the sales of the CD, which everything that the CD makes is donated to humanitarian aid charity for Ukraine, but I also wanted mm-hmm. to support as many people on the ground as possible and to promote their work, to show how talented the artists there are. And I found wonderful visual artists, and they all made paintings about every piece on the album. So every piece is connected. There are multiple artists who made paintings and artworks, and then they wrote thoughts about each piece. They kind of in a poetic form what they mm-hmm. what inspired piece, what they thought. And of course, there's a lot of art about the war as well. So it's a very powerful visual presentation in addition to the music.
Do you feel like the art has influenced your perception of the music itself?
I think so. I think it's very connected. I feel like this whole album is influenced by the war and by my connection with these artists in a way that when I was learning these pieces was basically since the war started. I pretty much learned all the pieces except for the rags since the war started. So my interpretation was very connected to my experience with the war, and experience especially with seeing the art about the war, even mm-hmm. before the art for the other pieces were finished. There was a lot of art coming out of Ukraine that I spent hours and hours researching and looking at so that I can pick the art that I wanted to and the artists that I wanted to collaborate with for this album. All of that, and plus my family is there, so I talk to my family and friends there every day. So I'm very in touch with everything that's happening. Even the works that were not composed specifically about the war, I was always influenced by what's happening. And for example, one of the pieces, the suite, the third movement, is a waltz-like pastoral movement. And it's beautiful and it's simple. And like while I was learning it and while I was preparing it for recording, this video came out. It went viral. It was a YouTube video of high school seniors in Kharkiv, my home city, mm-hmm. dressed up, dancing a waltz in front of the ruins of their high school. The high school was all bombed, but they mm-hmm. still they do their, you know, their graduation and celebrate. So they came out dressed up and did this waltz. And so I continuously thought about that. You know, people there are so strong and staying mm-hmm. optimistic, and that's very inspiring. And so like every piece had some kind of connection of this sort as well as I was learning it. And of course the art, as we were talking about the art, and mm-hmm. they were sharing, artists were sharing their ideas and their inspirations about the specific pieces that they were making art about, that of course influenced me as well. And that was just such a great exchange of ideas. And it was also really nice, you know, and for them, they were kind of happy to, for a little bit, not to think about the world, but to think mm-hmm. about something different, to think about nature. One of the pieces, the rags, are very influenced by nature. They're about pieces that are inspired by specific locations. And then also interspersed with ragtime music, very, very neat piece. And so there was such wonderful exchange about the role of nature and the relationship of nature and humans and just as many things like that. And I think it was just a very powerful collaboration. I feel like I this gave me a chance to connect with so many more people in Ukraine.
So I'm looking at the cover art for this album, thinking of, you know, all the artists that contributed to this. And it's a very, very eye-catching cover with these bold colors. There's, you know, this royal blue, and in the forefront, these dark oranges and reds. There's a child standing on something, kind of looking back with this look of pain, maybe anger or confusion. Do you know what's happening in this picture?
Yes, definitely. I'm glad you asked this question. I actually have this painting. I bought a lot of the art. I actually have it here, and I am planning to exhibit it as much as possible. So I'm going to have a CD release concert in a few weeks, and I will actually have that painting and many others that were made for this project displayed for people to see. Mm-hmm. And when you see the painting, you will actually see that this is a girl standing on a Russian tank. There's actually a Z on it. It's cut a little bit because it's square on the cover, but this is actually based on a real photograph. So there was a girl, and she has this very angry look. She stands on a Russian tank. I guess the area might have been liberated, and then the tank was left there, and she's standing on top of it, and she has this very angry look. So all the paintings by this artist, Lesya Bavliak, are based on real events and real photographs of real people. Mm-hmm. So there is another, inside the booklet, there's another painting of hers where a woman is sitting on a high floor of an apartment building, but it's completely shattered. There's only really the floor left, and she's looking out to the ruins of her town. And mm-hmm. that painting I also have. I don't have it in my possession yet because it's been exhibited constantly in Ukraine. She's still in an exhibit there, but when it's done, it will be sent here, and then I'll try and show it here as well. Very powerful painting that's based on a real photograph of a real person sitting like that, and where everything was shattered, and there's basically just the floor left, a high floor where you see this panoramic view. So it's very powerful. Lesya Bavliak, she actually has a whole album. It's called Yellow Blue Album, and it's all based on the war on real events.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, you know, as I listen to this music, I have listened to the album, and I look through the artwork, I definitely feel this sense of shock. What do you feel like are some of the maybe most surprising or shocking moments in the music throughout the album?
In the music, that's an interesting question. I guess the title piece, Invasion, a lot of people, when they think about a war piece, they imagine something very different. And they were very surprised at how much hope there is and how much positivity there is, and mm-hmm. then how it's so jarringly interspersed with this stark, dark reality of this absolutely horrific event that's happening, this invasion. And I think the music captures it so well. There's a lot of there are a lot of parts that are reflective and nostalgic, like the middle part especially. It's just very beautiful, and I'm imagining sort of these dreams of Ukraine, how it used to be, the beauty of it. In fact, in the video trailer that was also made by Ukrainian artists currently living in Lviv, all the artists actually staying in Ukraine. They have not left. They're all there. Mm-hmm. So the video that was made actually features a lot of paintings of Ukraine in that section. It's just the 1.5-minute video, but it has a little bit of the slow section and then the battle section as well. So I'm imagining this nostalgia and this hope to see Ukraine beautiful and liberated. So it's very powerful, but then there's all this music that's just so angry and jarring, and it just and surprising. There's some folk music there, and I think the mandolin being in that ensemble is also very surprising, because that's an unusual combination of instruments, and it adds a very interesting folk element. There's actually a Russian folk song at the beginning, and that song sort of signifies the Russian forces arriving before they were to attack. And so you hear this Russian music, the folk music first, and then this music that Spratlin composed that is sounds a lot to me like sort of the music that during the Soviet era was played when everybody was marching and celebrating how great they are, you know, just mm-hmm. kind of a Soviet triumphant victory song in a way, like. So almost like in Russia, they thought they were going to win within a few days, and they were already, you know, playing that song, and just kind of that was the attitude, I guess, mm-hmm. at that. And then everything changes, and then there's the invasion. So it's kind of clear at the beginning of that piece how that happens. But also, I think the Reds are very surprising. I don't think anything like that was ever done before. The way that Spratlin intersperses the ragtime music with the music that's reflective of these beautiful mountains, beautiful locations, mm-hmm. it's very surprising and unique. It's just such an incredible combination. There's one piece where there's a very tall mountain, the tallest in Massachusetts, and the piece starts at very, very low, and then it just kind of gradually climbs up and ends almost at the clouds, and it's just so beautiful how that's done, how that progression is mm-hmm. done, while you also hear ragtime. It's like you're ascending on that mountain. So I think just the music is very imaginative, and there are a lot of very surprising moments, I would say.
Yeah. I was especially intrigued by the rags as well, because I just felt like there were moments where it was very recognizably ragtime, and then it kind of veers off and does its own thing for a while, and it's very surprising, but in a way that, I don't know, makes you feel a really wide range of emotions in a short amount of time. So I did find that really interesting. In the last piece, there is an allusion to the music of Schubert and some special techniques that you use. Could you tell us more about that?
I think it's not just Schubert. There is Schubert, there is Beethoven. I think Spratlin was very influenced by the second movement of the concerto number 4 by Beethoven. Although mm-hmm. there's not a quote of it, it's more like the mood and the contrast. There's Schubert. I think there is one of his late sonatas. There's a little quote there as well. And I think there are some other quotes. And there are also quotes of music that Spratlin wrote before. There's actually a piece, the one I was talking about, that sounded like it was Soviet music in Invasion. Mm-hmm. But an early Waltz-like version of it is actually in Wonder, which is very interesting. Kind of a very different mood, but it's a similar melody. And So it just has the sense of going back and in that piece, paying homage to these earlier composers. To me, that was like thinking and imagining myself discovering this music, this classical music, when I was growing up in Kharkiv. And then like the opera theater where I performed my first orchestral performance at the age of 12 was the Kharkiv Philharmonic Orchestra. I played Beethoven's second piano concerto, and it was just newly built, absolutely gorgeous hall, opera theater hall, and now it's shattered. So I'm constantly mm-hmm. thinking to that, and it's all, to me, the emotions were very, very looking back to discovery of this music and then what's happening now, like the turmoil. And so that piece, even though it was written in 2005, to me connects greatly to an experience of people who are displaced and affected by this war, you know, just wandering around and wondering what's going to happen, wondering with an O and wondering with an A, you know, just kind of philosophically, you know, trying to figure out what's happening in the world, what's going to happen to them, what's going to happen to Ukraine as a nation. And it's just really profound. And I think it's very fitting that that music is quoted, because that music is also very profound and timeless. But it's very, it's very small, like the way it's quoted, it's not a major part. It's sort of like a reflection, like a memory, like a wistful memory, the way that I feel, you know, when I just play classical music, I can't mm-hmm. help but think about listening to it or playing it in those places, those beautiful places that are now destroyed. So it's just, to me, it's just such a powerful connection.
Once listeners hear about this album, they're going to want to listen to it. How can they access that?
So this is available pretty much everywhere where CDs are sold. It's available on Amazon. The best place to buy it would be recording site. I mean, people can buy it anywhere, pretty much anywhere where CDs are sold. Barnes & Noble online, Music, Amazon are kind of the biggest retailers. Also, they mm-hmm. can download high-resolution files if they like to listen to high-resolution audio, if they have good setup. But on the reference recording site, referencerecordings.com, if they buy, you know, I think the biggest percentage goes directly to, you know, to the charity. And actually, I have partnered with Razum for Ukraine. It's one of the largest charities supporting Ukraine right now, Ukraine Humanitarian Aid. Right now, they're raising money for portable power sources, because, you know, there are attacks on the power grid and people are without power and without water and without anything pretty much now. So they're trying to help mm-hmm. with critically needed aid right now. And I have partnered with them, and I actually set up an account with them where people can just buy the CD at their normal CD price, or they could donate more if they want to. And it goes directly to, and then they get the CD, and then the charity gives an address to Reference Recordings, and they will mail the CD. So it's just like buying a CD, but if people want to support a little bit more and donate more, they'll have that option. And that link is on the Reference Recordings site for this album. So okay. if you go to the Reference Recordings site and then click on the album, there will be a link with that option, or they can just buy it. There are many options, buying the digital audio or just buying the physical CD. So there are many different options listed on there. So that would probably be the best.
And did you say that the artwork is included with the CD as well?
Yes, the artwork people can even see for free even before they buy it. So on the Reference Recordings website, they could just press download and download the booklet, and they can see the digital version of it. Of course, I think with the CD, it's really important to have the physical CD, even if we'll end up also listening on Spotify, but have the physical CD, especially for the art, you know, because seeing that printed is just, it's very powerful. But they could download the PDF for free and read about the CD and see the art at any time. That's also available on that website. That is not even connected to buying the CD. They could just see it.
That's so good to know. Is there anything else in particular that you would like to share with us about this project?
I just wanted to say that I'm very grateful for the reception of this album, and for people supporting Ukraine, whether it's financially or just showing support by just sharing information and, you know, trying to listen to music by Ukrainian composers, you know, looking at this art, looking at Ukrainian art, and just being interested in learning about the country and just supporting morally as well. I think it's very important, and I'm feeling a lot of support. And I'm very excited to share this album with people, because, first of all, when they see the art and they read the stories, there are stories of people experiencing the war, actually, in that booklet that they could read, real stories of people, because some of these artists were very affected. They were all very affected, but one artist in particular just very narrowly escaped the bombs. Wow. So it's very powerful to read about that and just to get more familiar with the culture and with people there. And I think, you know, I'm also performing music by Ukrainian composers for fundraising concerts as well. And someday I hope to release a CD that will feature Ukrainian composers. It just takes years to put something like that together.
Sure.
But I think people are interested in the culture, in just in general of what's going on, and if they're supporting, I think that's very important. So I just would encourage everybody to be researching, to be listening to the news. I know people get tired of this because it just happens and happens and happens, and at some point there's mm-hmm. burnout. But for people there, it's still happening. It's not going away. So just I'm asking people to continue being involved and to continue remembering that this is happening. And I think that people in Ukraine feel that.
Well, and we're very grateful to you as well for all the time and effort that you've put into this. I mean, I know to create an album like this with so many collaborators, that's a huge project. And emotionally, I'm sure it was exhausting for you too. So we thank you for everything you have done as well. I'm Mary Claire Murphy, and I've been speaking with pianist Nadia Shpachenko about her new album called Invasion, with works composed by Lewis Spratlin. It includes music and artwork about the war in Ukraine, and the proceeds from this album will be donated to Ukraine humanitarian aid organizations. Nadia, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me.